Alrighty, welcome to the only daily WNBA podcast ever. Whoa, we're looking snazzy, man.
Hey, you look good. Is that a tux?
It's a tux. Are you in a tux as well?
I am. Let me ask you, do you rent or buy?
I buy my tux. This is what I buy.
Okay.
My tux. Yeah. How about you?
You know, I rent, but you know what? I'm going to get my money's worth. I'm doing tonight's episode in the tux because why not?
Yeah, I like that too. Me too. Maybe we'll do this from now on. We'll just wear tuxes for the episode.
I mean, I feel more prepared and locked in for tonight's episode because I feel like, you know, I'm dressing the part.
Yeah, you got to dress the part. You know, you feel good, you look good, you dress for success. You know, we're not applying to a job where you forget the stepbrothers line.
Hello, Miss Lady.
Pam.
I'm here for the whole Pam dilemma.
Well, we're going to start off with a dilemma that an Afisa Collier responded to on the Twitter sphere. Someone tweeted at her, "Don't you see a conflict of interest? The ones that are negotiating for the new CBA, Breanna Stewart and Afisa Collier, are also the co-founders of Unrivaled, the competition against the WNBA. If there's a WNBA lockout, doesn't Unrivaled reap the benefits?" Is that a question or a statement? I'm not sure. But
I don't know. My first take was she responded to a nobody on Twitter because I think it hit a nerve and there might be a little bit of truth to it.
Ooh,
it's tough to
go off.
It's tough. How, you know, I love Fee, but yeah, there is a little bit of a conflict of interest. It's like, you know, I don't want to get political, but, you know, how is it not a conflict of interest when you have big business people be politicians?
A 1,000,000%. How is it not a conflict of interest? It seems like they shouldn't be the president or vice president, whatever their titles are, in the WNBPA at all. I don't understand how that's happening.
And not for nothing, just to add another layer of element to it, like a lot of the people she's speaking for in the league do not have anywhere close to the same bank account size as Breanna and her. Because, you know, they have the Nike deals. They have the Jordan deals. They have their own league. So, like, whatever they're negotiating, you hope it's for everybody's best interest. And I have no doubt that they're great people. But it is still a conflict of interest because the majority of the league do not have the same bank accounts as Breanna Stewart and Afisa Collier.
Greed is good. If you're on an investor in Unrivaled and you know Fee and Stewie are negotiating the CBA, are you kind of hoping there's a WNBA lockout?
Boy, oh boy.
In efforts of Unrivaled getting those stars to play on TV. You go, hey, I just missed out on a season or a half a season of the WNBA. I can't see my favorite players. Well, you can in Unrivaled. Come on down.
And I'll tell you what, they got their first offer, and I'm pretty sure the Players Association laughed at it.
Yep. It was like, we're just going to tear this up right away.
They're playing hardball.
Oh, maybe too hard. I don't know if what they're looking for specifically, but
For me personally, if I'm a player in the W that has not made generational wealth or even not have to work a second job, I would just want to have my salary be somewhere between at least $150,000 to $250,000 a season. I think that is, you know,
yeah,
that's a respectful salary to play professional basketball.
In America, that's a respectful salary. It seems like a lot to people around the globe, but here in the States, if you have a family, you have to hit those high numbers, especially depending on what city you're living in. But that is not out of bounds to be in the 250 range as a professional athlete.
And to put it in comparison to their cousin league, the NBA, $250,000 pales in comparison to most rookie contracts.
Yeah, they got a long ways to go. I think Unrivaled, they said they came close to breaking even. Their revenue was around 30 or close to 30 million. So they did really well for a first season experimental pilot episode, whatever you want to call it, pilot season, and now you're on the verge of a lockout, maybe going into next season. I don't know how long it could take with Unrivaled there. It's weird. It's getting weird over there.
You know, I do hope that they find a happy medium where they do stand their ground and fight for, you know, workable salaries, you know, wages that they think are fair. What would you say is one other thing the players' union should fight for players in the W?
I'm trying to think. Something that also, before I answer your question, that needs to be said, the majority of players aren't playing in Unrivaled too. So if there is a lockout, I think Unrivaled only has 30 players. The majority players in the league still are not playing professionally in the States. Unrivaled,
yeah, they have to go. They got to go overseas. You know, it's Turkey, Greece, Italy, Croatia,
Russia,
Montenegro, Russia,
Wuhan.
Yeah,
China. It gets sketchy out there when you're trying to make a buck. But you know, you got to do what you got to do, and you got to follow the laws accordingly to where you're at. Got to pay attention to that.
Speaking of Asia and Asian athletes, do you mind if I segue just a bit?
Oh, sure.
We had some news in the sports community that really shook. It shook me when I saw Red Panda fall on the Commissioner's Cup during halftime.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. You know, severe injury. She's already broken that wrist and had surgery on it. She went down the camera cut, and it was really gruesome and a scary moment for someone who's really been an entertainer for almost four decades.
I agree. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Red Panda. I don't know how she fell during that moment. It's kind of the beginning of her act. It seemed to me like a slippery floor there.
Oh, you're going conspiracy theory. You think there was some funny business?
Yeah, something was off about all that. It happened at a WNBA game on Amazon Prime. The bike slips, like someone didn't wipe the floor. It wasn't when she's doing her balancing. She's just riding the bike. And it made headlines. Red Panda at a you saw Red Panda at a WNBA game gets hurt. Every social
Talk about the humility, and I'm going to put $5 in the jar. Caitlin Clark, she just wins the Commissioner's Cup. She's injured. And, you know, she's on an Instagram Live. She's celebrating with their friends. They just won a big prize, big money, bragging rights in the Commissioner's Cup. And she's shouting out, Red Panda, I hope you're well, you know, get well soon. So, you know, it shows the kind of person that CeCe is.
Yeah, I'm going to just push back. I thought it was with a little sarcasm, like a little smirk.
Really?
Yeah, a little like, yo, Red Panda, yo, feel better, man. That stinks. I don't know, just like a little...
I mean, they were tossing him back. I'm pretty sure they had some champagne, you know.
Yeah, it
would break my heart to hear if that was said in jest or sarcastic.
It was like a little too loose. Like, Red Panda, her career could be done. Since the second time she's hurt that wrist.
No. She's coming back.
I hope so.
That's a tragedy if her last game was the Commissioner's Cup.
That would be a tragedy. One more thing before we wrap it up, because I hear my kids screaming for me. Julie Van Loo gets cut from the Valkyries after missing a celebration in Belgium, winning the Euro Cup. It was an awful cut. I don't know why the Valkyries chose to do it when she landed, instead of telling her while she was in Belgium so she could enjoy the celebration. But then there was word she's going to get signed by the Sparks. There's actually photo or video of her outside the Sparks Arena waiting to get the news that she was signed, and fans are there taking pictures of her. She gets signed by the Sparks and goes in and immediately starts warming up.
I love that.
Julie, a veteran.
I got chills hearing that story.
Mm-hmm.
She wants the hoop, a certified hooper.
A certified hooper. Player of the week, Julie Van Loo. It's a win for LA. I thought the Valkyries shouldn't have cut her. But who knows? Was it a repercussion for going to the Euro Cup?
You know, I hope that's not the case, that they're punishing W players for representing their country. Because, you know, I actually think that schedules are another thing that you maybe need to take into consideration with the scheduling of the games.
Yeah, talking about the CBA, that's your thing. My thing is a bigger roster. They need much. I think Dallas was close to forfeiting games if they just traded Nelissa, and then a bunch of players were injured, and I think the GM, Kurt, came out and goes, we need to sign a player soon or else we're going to forfeit games. In a 40-game season, that's insane. Yeah,
that can't happen. I would love to see the number be 14 or 15. You know, I'm not sure. Maybe they'll find somewhere in the middle. Also, one other thing I got to say, speaking about the negotiations, why are players winning more money for the Commissioner's Cup than if they win the WNBA Finals?
Makes zero sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Shout out to CC for pointing that out. Again, there's a bunch of players in the league. I don't know how that's the first time it gets brought up, but she shouts that out. The biggest needle mover in the game is calling out the W and really pulling down their
pants.
I
will say, when you are untouchable, you can speak up and you can be bold, and hopefully CC and Brianna and Collier are doing those things right now.
And you can pull down their pants. You know what I mean?
I've never heard that.
Is that all right to say? All right. You expose them, I mean.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I'm actually going to play 2-on-2 with some friends tonight. I'm in the gym. So, you know, we got a great hooper in the gym. I'm going to actually bring him on. Can we bring on JC Marino really quick?
He's a
trainer, a bodybuilder, and he's here now live with us.
Yeah. What's going on, guys?
Yo.
What's up, baby?
We're here live with They Got Game, WNBA podcast.
Yes, sir.
Daily NBA podcast.
Yeah, you're just covering the W, you know, doing our part.
Love it, man. It's great, dude. I love being able to kind of see you guys really, like, conquer this sport. It's awesome to kind of hear more about it and get more, you know, in-depth with it. So, great hearing you guys.
Can I just ask you a question really quick?
Go ahead.
Can you name 3 WNBA players?
Well, I went to UConn, man. I went to UConn, I saw all the women players and everything. So, you know, it was really, really cool to see all that. And, of course, my 4 years there, the men won nothing, so it really sucked.
Yep. He never named the players yet.
What are you talking
about?
I'll name some UConn players. Diana Taurasi, Maya Moore, and we'll go with you know what? I'm just gonna say Caitlin Clark. Whatever. We'll just
Why
say that.
Why not? That's a
Why not? We'll just say Caitlin Clark. Look at that. Three.
There you go. Way to go.
There you go.
You guys are awesome, man. You guys are great, dude. I love hearing about all this stuff.
Enjoy. All right, Tommy, I'll let you ball out. We'll do this again tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Later.
They got game.